Morning to Wednesday, the 4th of March. Nice and crisp in Freeling this morning. Markets overnight, a little bit of a push and pull between supply and demand on wheat and the geopolitical factors in the Middle East. So the Middle East still is in the market. Markets did actually open up a bit stronger and then close back with a bit of rain on the forecast for the Midwest. That sort of countered, and basically the wheat market really unchanged, down a couple of cents per bushel. Corn market was up 1 cent per bushel, so not a lot of change in the US markets. Oilseed markets were very strong. Crude was up another 4%. Basically all on factors coming out of the Middle East, concerns about delays in shipping, a lot of discussion around fertilizer and how that sort of looks going forward, and also fuel prices and supply. So those factors are factoring into the energy markets, and that's sort of dragged rapeseed higher, up another €5, nearly 10 Aussie a tonne. And the Canadian market was also up quite firmly, with some local factors influencing things there. Soybeans up a little bit, but not as much. So definitely the Middle East is having a continued impact. I expect to see canola today, probably up 5 to 10. Again, looking at the new crop, that's creating opportunities. It is very difficult to pick how long this rally is going to last based off the geopolitical factors. And that will continue to bounce the markets in the short term. Anyone going to the Wimmera Field Days today, don't forget to take your rubber boots. Say hey to the team at the Field Days and call in and say good day. Any other questions, don't be afraid to give us a call. Cheers.